The forecast for the day after tomorrow, messed up. The new sci-fi flick about global warming looks a little bit over the top, but Mark Levinson gives us a look at scientists who've got their own ideas about how to deal with the problem.
We breathe it out. We cough it out. But mostly, we smoke it out. We fill the sky with carbon dioxide, CO2, adding to a greenhouse effect that some fear might lead to a climate catastrophe. One solution to CO2 pollution? Bury it.
Statoil is storing approximately 1 million tons of CO2 per year in a deep saline formation.
European oil firms are trying it in the North Sea.
We have the technology, a base in place which we can use to implement this technology.
American researchers at centers like California's Lawrence Berkeley Lab are trying the same idea. The tiny spaces found in deep underground sandstone.
The open spaces are the size of a grain of sand.
And thousands of feet down, there's so much room that if power plants piped out CO2 and then forced it underground.
Easily hundreds of years of CO2 emissions from power plants could be put underground.
Sandstone absorbs CO2 something like the way sponges soak up water. But just as sponges can't keep water from dripping out, sandstone may let CO2 leak out.
And a big carbon dioxide leak could become a killer for nearby plants and trees or even people. And that makes scientists extra cautious.
And so with that understanding, we can engineer and select sites that are going to be safe.
One other benefit to pumping CO2 underground, it's a relatively cheap pollution solution. And if it works, cleaner air may be just a stone's throw away.
Now, the Lawrence Berkeley Lab is leading a test of the underground technology near Houston, Texas.
So how much carbon dioxide will we have to bury to prevent global warming?
Well, nobody's really sure about that. There's still some debate even about whether the whole subject of global warming is real. But with this technology, the average power plant could bury 8 million metric tons of carbon dioxide a year. And that's nothing to cough at.
No, it's not. Thank you, Mark. Okay. So now it's your turn to sound off on this story. What's the best way to fight global warming? Pump carbon dioxide underground, buy a hybrid vehicle, set the air conditioning too high, and relax. Give us your thoughts at techlive.com.
A boat that lets you...